Time to catch up with activities in the city of Greater Bendigo now and welcome the CEO, Craig Neiman, to the show. Craig, good morning to you.
How are you going?
Very well indeed, thank you.
Oh, you've got me on a winner. The start here, Craig. Bendigo Cup public holiday.
Hey! Wow.
Great lead in, Steve. Council gets to nominate a public holiday every year in what suits its municipality and area. So over the past quite a while, we've been nominating the Bendigo Cup Day as our public holiday. So that's Wednesday, the 27th of October this year. We don't know whether crowds are going to be allowed at the Cup yet. I know the Bendigo Racing Club's trying to make that happen, but we'll see what happens there. But certainly is the designated Cup public holiday. That applies to the west of the Campaspe River. So on the east of the Campaspe River, which is effectively Heathcote, as a community, they still like to use Melbourne Cup Day as their public holiday because they have the Heathcote show on that day.
Ah.
Well, so there is a bit of difference separated by the Campaspe River.
Yeah, well, I guess, again, whether the show goes ahead is going to be another one of those things.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I know. Ah, well. But that is great. Always love Bendigo Cup Day, no question about that. Now, a reminder too, the Strathall Community Hub, still the opportunity there to have your say on an upgrade.
Yeah, I've talked about this one before out at Crook Street, which is a pretty significant building and community asset out in Strathdale. We're doing some work on what redevelopment of that site could look like and how can we make more flexible and multi-purpose spaces. There's some designs available for people to look at online and feedback finishes tomorrow. So anyone that has thought about having a look at those but hasn't yet, please jump online, let's talk, on our website and go to the Strathdale Community Hub and you'll see the plans and you'll be able to provide any feedback. Looking forward to that and then we can sort of further the plans and start to work towards delivering that project over the next year or two.
And we hear that Bendigo's on the telly with celebrity chefs.
Yeah, on SBS Food TV series tonight, celebrity chefs Adam Liao and Poe, who are well known for their time on MasterChef and the like, they've been in Bendigo filming, and it's a series that basically takes their Malaysian heritage and uses the best of local product to demonstrate what's good here. This is really part of our City of Gastronomy program and really promoting what we can do in Bendigo in the gastronomy area, as well as visiting a couple of our iconic local restaurants, the Malone Orchard and Mason's at Bendigo. They'll be going to B&B Basil, which is a local producer. The Great Stupa, they went to the Thursday Farmers Market and have been up Chancery Lane and cooked a little delicate dish called the Malaysian Herb Rice Salad using local produce. So one to look out for tonight. I'm pretty sure it's at 8:30 tonight on SBS Food, so look forward to watching that one tonight.
That's a great channel. I watch a lot of that, actually, and I reckon Adam Liao is fantastic, as is Poe. So, that'll be terrific to watch.
And we'll also be featured and aired in Malaysia and Asia in 2022, so you can think about how many people might have a geek at it over there.
You could
in next year.
You can buy that sort of publicity, mate. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, fantastic.
And how's the pop-up garden in Pennywhite Walk going?
Very colourful. which, this is part of our blooming Bendigo. So we've had tulips. We've promoted them a lot. Last week I talked about the Canterbury Gardens and the great displays that are out there. Pennywhite Walk is between Bath Lane and Hargrove Street. Little walkway there, so we've got a lot of flowers, young trees, garden boxes, local art that depicts floral, flower-themed art. So it's really brought that little walkway to life, and people that are wandering around the city encourage you to pop by and have a look at that.
Yeah,
just puts a smile on people's face when they walk through there. It's only been open this week, so jump along and have a look. It'll be open for a little while yet.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful time of year, except when I mowed my lawns yesterday and then sneezed me backside off for about the next half an hour. I never get hay fever. It itchy eyes, the whole thing. But anyway, the garden looks a treat. So
it's good.
All right. Hey, listen, Craig, as always, good to chat, and we'll talk to you next week.
And by the way, Craig, you've got our postal address, haven't you, to send our invites to the Bendigo Cup?
I know where you work.
Oh, that sounds ominous. Good on you, Craig. Thanks, mate.
All right.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria. He knows where you work.